Good day. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, your trusted source for the latest in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management news. It's Friday, December 6th, 2024, and here's the daily financial services wrap for Australian consumers and businesses. Starting us off from Queensland and Western Australia, all the way to Canberra and New South Wales, MyQ Private Wealth is making strides in digital solutions for financial advisory services. Collaborating with Australian fintech firm Yodel, they've launched a pioneering digital estate planning platform. This innovative platform simplifies estate management and boosts client engagement by offering swift legal connections and facilitating multi-generational planning. Talk about a jump into the future. As rewarding as this venture sounds, CEO Liam Brown also highlights the platform's role in ensuring efficient wealth distribution, adding more value for advisors and customers alike. Moving on to regulatory news, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, known as ASIC, is calling for increased scrutiny of those underperforming superannuation choice products. ASIC's commissioner, Alan Kirkland, informs at the Professional Planner Researcher Forum about the critical role of trustees and advisors in conducting thorough evaluations. He emphasizes the importance of robust governance, transparency, and proper documentation. So advisors, administrators, and trustees, heed this call, put your pens to work, and let's ensure those members' interests are secure. Switching gears to focus on the currency market, the Australian dollar has stumbled onto a six-month low, shook by global economic shifts and a robust US dollar. As the DXY index rises, experts anticipate a potential slowdown in growth and inflation by 2025. What's the bottom line, you ask? Some forecast stabilization and a rebound for our Aussie dollar, but caution about the potential impact of a strong USD level on global markets. It's a muddled fiscal picture, reflecting just how intertwined financial markets are in this global era. Lastly, from the courtroom, an Albany bakery owner faces serious allegations of insurance fraud following a fire incident on her premises in Spencer Park, Western Australia. The October commotion resulted in an estimated damage costing $955,000. She's due in Albany Magistrates Court on December 12th. Cases like these remind us of the persistent issue of insurance fraud affecting premium rates countrywide. It also brings attention to the necessity for rigorous claim verification within the insurance industry. And that wraps up today's Financial Services Report. For more news and advice, head on over to our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, this is Paige Estrotori signing off. Keep your finances in focus and your investments in check.